The simplicity of the Christmas story can be given by children. Isn't that wonderful? God made it simple that children can share the birth of Christ. I would like you to take your Bibles, if you would, and turn to Ephesians chapter number 3 tonight. Ephesians chapter number 3. Maybe you've done some Christmas shopping. In my house, there are some gifts underneath the tree. And there are some gifts that I'm behind wrapping on this year. When I was growing up, we had our Christmas tree downstairs. And we had our bedrooms upstairs. And I would put my head to the register at night to hear if I could find out what Mom and Dad were planning on getting us for Christmas. Yes, yes, yes. Little sneaky son. But they always seemed to keep it from me and could never, never find out. And then you go down and there's a gift under the tree and you pick it up and you shake it and that one doesn't shake, or that one does shake, and it's concealed. It's a mystery, right? And there is a mystery in Ephesians chapter number 3. And I want to give it to you tonight in the short time that we have together. By the way, it's good to have Rich and Vonda Murdoch, Dustin's parents, with us tonight in church. Why they would drive all the way to cold Pennsylvania, I don't know, but they're here, and it's good to have you guys here. In Ephesians chapter 3, Paul is speaking in verse number 3. The Bible says, "How that by revelation he made known unto me the mystery." There's a time in Paul's life where Paul didn't know the mystery. But on the road to Damascus, he was introduced to the mystery, the unwrapped gift. Tonight, the one that didn't shake, but the one that would have the greatest meaning in his life for all eternity. The mystery. And God revealed it to him. Verse number 4, "Whereby when ye read, you may understand my knowledge in the mystery of Christ, which in other ages was not made known unto the sons of men, as it is now revealed unto his holy apostles and prophets by the Spirit." Here's the mystery. That the Gentiles should be fellow heirs and of the same body and partakers of his promise in Christ by the gospel. And then Paul goes on to say in verse number 7, "Whereof I am made a minister according to the gift of the grace of God given unto me by the effectual working of his power, unto me," and he goes on to say, "that I should preach among the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of Christ, to make all men see what is the fellowship of the mystery, which from the beginning of the world hath been hid in God, who created all things by Jesus Christ, to the intent," or in order, "that now, under the principalities and powers in heavenly places, might be known by the church the manifold wisdom of God." You say, "Preacher, a lot of stuff there." It is. I want to break it down, some simple thoughts tonight. Here's the thought. God, Almighty, all-knowing, eternal God, has an eternal plan for you. When I mean eternal, I'm meaning at the beginning, wherever that was, because for God there is no beginning. But in the mind of God, in eternity past, He had you and He had me in mind. That thought right there is an unbelievable thought. That He would have a plan in eternity past for me, for you, and that plan would be into eternity in the future. That He would have a plan for us. And that plan would be wrapped in the idea of a mystery. A mystery in the Bible is God's secret plan that He makes known to His people. Turn over your Bibles to Colossians chapter number 1. Colossians chapter number 1. The most specific application of a mystery in the Scriptures is God's plan regarding the birth of Christ and the death of Christ for you. For you. Think about this. You may live 70, 80, 90 years on this earth, but in the mind of God, He had a plan for you way back in eternity past and all the way into eternity future. He had you in mind. In Colossians 1, even the mystery which hath been hid, verse 26, from ages and from generations, but is now made manifest to His saints. And so God decided to unveil this mystery. In our text, in Ephesians chapter 3, that mystery is really the Gentiles and the Jews coming together in a church. That God's mystery was that the Jews of the Old Testament and now the Gentiles would be made one. If we go back to Ephesians chapter 2, verses 16 through 22, you can find the word both. And you can find the word one, and you can find the wall of partition being taken down, whereby Jews and Gentiles come into the church. And by the way, in the church today, nationalities, cultures, people from different backgrounds, there's no difference in Christ. That's what the church is about. The church is to bring people together from all kindreds and tongues and peoples and nations. And so Jesus said, in the past, this was hidden. The church was a hidden thing in the Old Testament. But now we're in the New Testament, and Jesus decides to unwrap the gift. And the church is the mystery that He unwraps. How can that be possible? Because in ages past, He not only had a plan for you, but He had a plan for His Son. What is that, preacher? Well, the plan for His Son was the birth. We're three chapters into Genesis. Man has already sinned. And now we're reading, and I will put enmity between thee and the woman, and between thy seed and her seed. It shall bruise thy head, and thou shalt bruise his heel. What's it talking about? It's talking about Christ, isn't it? The seed of the woman, that's the birth of Christ. We're in Genesis chapter 3. We're only three chapters in the Scripture. And God's already unveiling a little bit that His plan for you involves His plan for His Son to be born in order to crush the head of the serpent. And in the Old Testament, He's going to unveil that birth a little bit at a time. In Genesis chapter 22, and in thy Abraham's seed shall all the nations of the earth be blessed. How are all nations going to be blessed through Abraham's seed? I'll tell you, Jesus Christ is going to come through the line of Abraham. And it's through Jesus being born on this earth and dying and rising again that all nations would be blessed. God goes, here, let me take another piece of the wrapper off. So that you can see that God's eternal plan for you involves God's eternal plan for His Son, Jesus Christ. We get a little further in Scripture in Numbers chapter 24, and it says, a star out of Jacob. Not only is He going to come from Abraham, but He's going to come through Jacob, and God tears another piece of paper off the gift, if I could use it that way, to unveil His Son and His involvement in His eternal plan for us. And then in Isaiah chapter 11, verse number 1, it says, He shall come from the stem of Jesse. So He's coming out of Abraham and Jacob's seed and now Jesse's seed. And we know Jesse's seed is David. That this Jesus, this one that's involved in His eternal plan for you, is going to be born. And God takes another piece of the wrapper off. And we're getting closer to understanding who this person is. And then we get to Jeremiah chapter 23, and the Bible says that I will raise unto David a righteous branch, capital B, coming out of the line of David. This is Christ. And then in Micah chapter 5, verse number 2, he's given us the line. He's unwrapped, he's unveiled a little bit at a time. And now he tells us where this person is going to be born is in Bethlehem of Ephrathah. In Micah chapter 5 and verse number 2. And in Isaiah chapter 7 and verse number 14, he tells us a little bit more about his eternal plan for his son and his eternal plan for us. For nobody would mistake who this person is. Because not only is he going to be born in Bethlehem, but he's going to be born of a virgin. In Isaiah chapter 7 and verse number 14. A virgin shall conceive and bear a son. And thou shalt call his name Emmanuel. And the gift, the unspeakable gift, the greatest gift, is being unwrapped throughout the Old Testament until Luke chapter 2, verse number 8. And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. Lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. Here is the picture. God has an eternal plan for every person in the world. And that eternal plan revolves around His eternal plan for His Son that was to be born, come through the line of Abraham and Jacob and Jesse and David and be born in Bethlehem of Ephrathah and be born of a virgin. And the Bible says that there would be good tidings of great joy which shall be to all people. Huh. For unto you is born this day. Gift totally unwrapped. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior. Mystery totally unwrapped now. Maybe tonight you're here and you've had a hard time figuring it out. What is life about? What is eternity about? And tonight, it's simple. God has an eternal plan for you. The plan is that you're born. The plan is that you have a lifespan that is going to end in death unless Jesus comes back. But that in that lifespan, you would be introduced to the Savior, which shall be to all people. That He would save your soul. Amen. So that when you die, the eternal plan is fulfilled in heaven. In eternity with God forever. Now may I say this on the authority of God's Word. God's eternal plan for everyone is to go to heaven. That's true. But what you do with the Savior determines whether or not you enjoy His eternal plan. Or you push it away. The birth of Christ is in God's eternal plan. The suffering of Christ is in God's eternal plan. How does your life integrate, His eternal plan for you, integrate with His eternal plan for the Savior of the world? Well, it's nice that Jesus was born. What's the big deal about that? Well, God in the flesh. He's God in the flesh. And He had to become God in the flesh because according to Hebrews chapter number 9, for then must He often have suffered since the foundation of the world. For in God's plan for His Son, His plan for His Son was to be born of a virgin, come in the flesh, but then suffer and die for you. Now my friend, the great big God that made this world and upholds it every day, that created every human being and breathed into your nostrils the breath of life, gave you a living soul, did not do that by accident. Did not create you and say, oh well, get along, hope you have a good life. Oh no, God had an eternal plan for you that involves the birth of His Son and the death of His Son, so that He could be a Savior for you. So that you could take the Savior by faith and you could experience heaven with God forever. Amen. What a plan for you. You say, preacher, other people got plans on my life. No greater plan than that one. That's the greatest plan. The salvation of your soul is in God's eternal plan. And God said, let me unwrap it. I don't want it to be a secret. I want you to know about it. And so he unveiled the mystery of Christ. Paul goes on to say in a couple of different passages in Ephesians chapter 3, he says that I should preach among the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of Christ, and to make all men see what is the fellowship of the mystery. You say, preacher, why do you have church? Why do we stand up and proclaim Christ? Because that is God's plan for revealing the mystery. And Paul gave himself to that plan in Ephesians 3. And back in Romans chapter 16, Paul says again, I'm preaching the mystery. And tonight I want you to know the children have helped to unveil the mystery of Christ. And I'm just taking you to Scripture so that you see in the mystery is God's eternal plan for you. Amen. My friend, that God would think of you at any minute, at any time, is amazing. That I would come to the mind of God for a minute in my lifetime. 7 billion people on this world. That I would even be in His mind or cross His mind for a minute is amazing, let alone that He would have a plan for my life from eternity past into eternity future. But my friend, that depends on what you do with Jesus. Amen. If you take Jesus by faith, you receive Him, you confess to God, you agree with God that you're a sinner, you say, God, I need Your Son to deal with my sin, to wash it away, to forgive me. I believe He died, was buried, and rose again. My friend, at the moment that you make that choice of faith, your eternal plan in the future is forever settled. That's the greatest thing I could share with you. If I had one shot to share with you something, it would be to uncover the mystery so that you could know that you have eternity in heaven. And Christ is that mystery. Your heads are bowed, your eyes are closed tonight. To make all men see, church, may I remind you tonight, it is the responsibility of the church that knows the mystery. The world doesn't know the mystery. It's covered. It's concealed. It's the church's job. That's you and me. To uncover and unveil the mystery.
Thank you for joining us by way of the internet today. We're so glad that you were able to be with us, and we pray that the service was a blessing to your heart. Even though the sermon is over, our service is not over. At the end of our service, we give an opportunity for people to respond and come to an altar and pray over what God dealt with them about. Sometimes people come to call upon Christ and to be saved. Others come to make a decision for Christ regarding their Christian lives. Others come to call out to the Lord about special needs and situations in their lives. Maybe God has dealt with you today about some specific area of your life. I invite you to make an altar right there in your home, a quiet time before the Lord where you pray to Him and respond to Him about what He has spoken to you about. If you made a decision for the Lord today, we would be glad to hear about that decision and or answer any questions you have today about the message that was preached. You can contact us by way of email at info@mountziononline.org or by way of phone at 717-927-9673. 9227. Again, we thank you for joining us today, and we look forward to you joining us again for our live stream weekly on Sundays at 10:45 a.m. and on Sunday evenings at 6:45 p.m. If we can meet a need in your life, please do not hesitate to contact us. Thank you, and God bless you.